The complex of sports fields on the southeast edge of Whitefish is packed with kids and teens carrying lacrosse sticks and wearing jerseys from Helena, Bozeman, Billings, Big Sky, the Flathead, and more. Field after field has spectator parents standing on the sidelines, cheering their sons and daughters as they catch, cradle, throw, shoot, score, block, and defend in the state lacrosse tournament. Clarissa Wilkerson is here with her 10 and 12-year-old daughters, Haley and Mackenzie, who play on the Billings girls team, the Scorpions.
We actually live about 95 miles south of Billings in Fort Smith, Montana. So we drive in for practices and then for games, but it's worth it.
Wilkerson played volleyball, softball, and track, but says she wishes lacrosse was in her area when she was growing up.
Just so much running and the field exercise that they get is just really great. The ball handling, and it's a nice mix of sports. It's kind of like basketball, field hockey, soccer. It's really good exercise for them, too.
Each team fields 12 players, all carrying lacrosse sticks, about arm-length sticks with a net on the end to catch and throw the ball from, scoop it up off the ground, and shoot on the goal. Scorpions assistant coach Anita Foster says their girls program is in its second year, and they have 12 girls on the team total.
We are just growing the program in Billings right now, and so we have quite the range. We have a 6-year-old all the way up to a 14-year-old right now on the same team.
Foster is in a position familiar to some of the other girls' teams, sharing players of the right age to field full teams.
So we have worked out a deal with, Missoula will bring some older girls down just to try and equalize it a little bit. They've had to work with us this year because we have such a wide range of girls.
Flathead boys lacrosse coach Matt Rizzolo is coaching the Valley-wide high school varsity team.
Well, there's 9 high school level teams in the Valley. There's 5 JV teams, and there's a whole bunch of lower level teams across the whole state. We should be expanding to at least 11 teams next year as well. We get about 30, 32 players each year to come out for the high school team. It's growing every year.
Rizzolo says boys lacrosse has been around in the Flathead for about 8 years, but really got organized 3 years ago, which is when the first official state tournament was held.
We have a first-year goalie this year, who is our starting goalie. We've got a bunch of first-year players, even at the high school level. Our most senior player has only been playing about 5 years. Our best player on the team, this is only his 4th season playing. He never saw a lacrosse stick until then. So we are working really hard on the youth levels to expand. So that way at the high school level, we're getting kids who've played 5 or 6 years before they even step on the high school field.
Flathead girls lacrosse coach Erin Grieco started up the girls team 3 years ago. She says she has her biggest turnout this year.
23 right now. And 5 of them are youngins, and then the rest are high school girls. But luckily, a lot, 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade, and 11th. So I only have 1 senior. So at least I get them for a couple more years.
Grieco grew up playing on the East Coast, took the game to Oregon with her, and as a junior in college, spent a summer working at Glacier Park. She had brought her lacrosse stick with her, but no one else had. She brought it back with her again when she moved to the area post-college.
Well, I wanted somebody to play with.
Grieco says this is part of the reason she started the girls' team in the Flathead.
Having lived in Oregon for 2 years and getting that started on the high school level while U of O was still a club, and now to see them where lacrosse is, second nature in Oregon, that's what just I envision in Flathead, and I think it would be so cool. And then maybe more adults will come and play, and then we can start having club teams for us that used to play.
15-year-old Greta Roberts has been playing all 3 years Grieco's been coaching in the Flathead.
It's unique. I also play hockey, so I like unique sports, just trying something different and being different.
Roberts' brothers played before her, and she was excited to get started when a girls' team came around.
I recruited like 4 friends this year because in the past years we had only like 8 girls. So this year we're really fortunate to have more.
How did you recruit them? Did you have selling points? What did you say?
Just that it's a really fun sport and it's easy to pick up and you can do it in your backyard.
Most of the teams from across the state do not have school affiliations. Teams in general break down into under 11-year-olds, under 15, and high school aged. Some programs are mixes of all those ages and don't have enough to field full teams. Yet. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead. 1, 2, 3.